So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. All right, welcome back to the Plant-Based Fitness Secrets Podcast, the podcast for vegans, vegetarians, people who want to cut out animal products and get lean and ripped in the process. And today, I want to talk about, is this one thing, is this one habit, this one food, if you want to call it that, holding you back on your fat loss and weight loss journey, the journey to transforming your body, having a lean and impressive physique so you can feel confident at the beach, you can play with your kids, you can impress your neighbors, right? And you can have people that ask, hey, is vegan even working for you? Is this veggie lifestyle even work? You can just show them instead of telling them, right? Isn't that the best feeling? I think over my years of doing this, I still get so much satisfaction, and it might be a bit toxic, right? It might not be the most enlightened way of living, right? But I still get a lot of satisfaction from people, like, but losing their mind when seeing what's possible on a plant-based lifestyle. And again, especially for men, I think that's an interesting one, right? I have a lot of male friends who are really into like the carnivore lifestyle and having steak a day, I'm so cool, right? But then when I come and push comes to shove and we're in the gym together or any activity and they see I'm just stronger, I'm just bigger, you know, it challenges them a bit, and it's like a bit of a mind blow for them when they see it. But again, I'm not tooting my own horn. It's just a fun experience, and if you have had this experience before, you know how fun it is, and it makes you feel really good. But today, really, it's going to be so good, because I think a lot of people like to overcomplicate things in nutrition and fitness. And as you know, I've been doing this for a couple of years now. We're pushing the 400 episodes on the podcast. I really like to simplify things and give simple, actionable advice that you can implement, boom, right away after the episode, and you can take with you. And some of the stuff is really mindset and ways of thinking, which I really like to talk about, and will do more moving forward. But a lot of the things are also quite tactical and can make a big difference. And today, what is the one thing? Okay, Fritz, like, what is it? I want to know. Okay, if you're currently kind of stuck with your fat loss, you hit a plateau, you're not losing weight anymore, or you've been trying for a couple months and things are just not moving. Obviously, you can do a whole overhaul of your nutrition. You can maximize your protein, your carbs and fats, and that's all very important things to do and will make the biggest difference. But if you want to start small and pull levers that are actually making a difference right from the next day, it is to look at, okay, how do I change certain foods in my current day-to-day life? Hey, real quick, guys. As you know, I don't do any ads or sponsorships on here. So the only ask that I can ever have of you guys is that you help me spread the word so we can help more people get healthy, improve their body, and get the results, and also help their families and their friends. And the only way we do that is if you rate, review and share the podcast. So the single thing that I ask you to do, if you enjoy the podcast, to leave a review. It takes you 10 seconds with a click of your thumb, and it would mean the world to me. And most importantly, it might encourage someone else to improve their health as well. And what does changing food mean? Either cutting them out entirely or reducing the amount that you're consuming. That's the simplest switch you can make right now. So if you're stuck with your weight loss, if you want to lose fat, if you're a beginner trying to get leaner, the fact of the matter is that you need to look at your calorie intake, right? You need to make sure you're not overeating. But before you dive into setting up your calories, getting the macros right, what you can do before that is Okay, let's look at your coffee consumption, for example. Coffee in itself is great, right? I truly believe in it. It has so many benefits that are like based on science. Obviously, don't overdo it, but I don't believe that coffee is unhealthy for you. And by the way, I tried cutting it out. I did a 21-day challenge. I actually didn't do an update, unfortunately, on a podcast, but it wasn't the most fun experience. It was actually quite hard, and it did not get any better throughout the 21 days of cutting it out. I'm a pretty mellow drinker, maybe have one coffee a day, two at max. So it's not, I'm not obsessed about it, but I definitely don't really see, it sounds tough, but I don't really see an option for me to live without coffee. Maybe in the future I'll do like a 30-day, 60-day detox. Maybe at some point it kicks in. So I'll see about that, but it wasn't a fun experience. But can you imagine that your regular coffee could be holding you back on your fitness goals? What I mean by that is many people don't consider the milk in their coffee, okay? So just having coffee without milk, super low calorie, almost zero calories, great choice, right? But adding oat milk, adding almond milk, soy milk, will add anywhere from 100 to 200 calories to your coffee. So if you have two of those a day or even three, you can see how this can add up to 300 to 500, 600 calories. And to give some context, if you're not really familiar with calories, for a woman who wants to lose fat and weight, depending on your stature and your activity levels, of course, you're probably eating anywhere from 1,500 to 1,800 calories. Again, we never want to drop below 1,500 calories. And like 500 calories is like one third of that, basically. So just from a coffee, is that really a great choice? Could we use those calories in a better way? Like 500 calories could be a whole meal. It could be protein pancakes, for example. So if you can, as I said, I want to keep it simple. Can you cut out the plant milk? Can you not put any milk in your coffee? Or can you switch to a lower calorie one? So oat milk is the highest calorie one with, I think, 45 calories per 100. Almond milk has half that, so only like 22. And no milk has zero calories, obviously. And also, a lot of them have a lot of sugar. So if you drink it in the morning, you combine the oat milk with your coffee, you get a sugar spike, insulin spike, and that cascades into you being hungry after your coffee, which shouldn't happen. You feel satisfied and, you know, your appetite should be lower after having coffee. And obviously, like creamers, sweeteners, syrups, obviously also add a lot of plenty empty calories to your diet. I hope you are not doing that. I know in the US, Starbucks runs are pretty prevalent, which is fair enough, right? It's culture. It's a great routine. So I don't need you to cut the joy out of your life. There's always these funny memes of like, cut out the coffee and take away the one joy in my life. I'm not saying that, but if you do these Starbucks runs, then just think about, you know, how much calories are you actually adding with the syrups, with the plant milks, like an iced latte, like a grande or a venti iced latte with oat milk. Wow, that's a lot of calories. That's probably like 300 to 500 calories at least. If you add another syrup in there, it's probably 600. So just be mindful of that. We in Europe, we grew up with just making your coffee at home. And I've personally been able to kind of change away from my oat milk to either black coffee or sugar-free oat milk, which you can buy, which has been really nice. Because I do like oat milk a lot. But the main kind of takeaway from this podcast is, okay, try to reduce your liquid calories. So plant milks really are not that beneficial. If you can cut them out, you will save so much energy, and like energy in terms of calories, and you'll be able to fill that with real food, because liquid calories will not satisfy you. They just go right through. You're not chewing, so your brain, you don't want to think about that. So every time you're chewing food, you're sending signals to your brain that you're eating and you'll be satisfied, right? But if you're not chewing, then the calories still go into your body, but you're not getting any more satisfied from it. Okay, so smoothies, any fizzy drinks, obviously, plant milk should definitely be minimized if you're trying to lose weight, lose fat, and if you're struggling with staying full. Juices, obviously, not the best choice either. And just liquid calories in general, try to minimize and avoid them. And if you can do that, wow, like you can already drop some extra fat and pounds just by making this one simple change, which is my message here on this podcast, to make it simple for you. So if you don't want to go down the route of setting up your calories, getting your macros right, and meal prepping, just start small, start with these things, and start with your morning coffee, which I don't want to ruin, but just be mindful of the amount of milk you use. All right. Thank you so much for listening. If this was helpful, then make sure to subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes. I would really appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening. Let's keep getting those V-gains and save the planet. And if you want my team to help you, me and my team, to help you on your plant-based journey, click the link in the description to book a free consultation, or go to talktofritz.com to book that free consultation. I would love to speak to you there. Thank you so much for listening. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.